Andrew Schneider on KNIA KRLS Radio here with our spotlight athletes from the Pellick Home Cross Country Meet. The defending champions of the boys and girls getting things started, Reagan Snyder, Jake Houston, and Aaron Helbush. Reagan, I'll start with you. We talked at this course last year. A lot's happened with you since then, a couple of injuries, a state championship in between. What's it mean, though, to be back out running again and really seeing this team come together?
Yeah, it's so much fun. I just love being with the team again, and you definitely don't take it for granted after injuries. And it's just awesome to see everybody improving and just out on the course again. And, yeah, it's just, yeah, I look forward to it every year.
Well, and Jake, obviously the storyline of the teams are these returning champions, but on the boys' side, there were some opportunities with guys graduating, and two of you here took advantage on this first meet. What's it like to be peaking here early in the season, getting things going, and to be able to have such a great race to start?
Yeah, I think it's fun to see some good success for the first meet. I think a lot of guys done really well today. It was an awesome day for all of us to race, and look forward to the rest of the season.
Well, and Aaron, similar question, right, that a lot of you guys have been waiting your turn. There's a lot of great athletes on this team. What was it like to come out so fast and to have such a great performance?
It meant everything. I mean, like, the amount of work that all of us have been putting in the off season and the first couple weeks of training is really showing in these meets right now. So I just hope that we can all keep progressing as the season continues.
Well, and Reagan, the really fun part about this team is not only do you have so many returners, but a girl like Ruth Dunham right away has an excellent race, and there's so many newcomers that are going to mix in with this varsity. How competitive is it on the team itself in a friendly way, and what's it like to know that there's so many of you that can pick up the slack?
Yeah, it's definitely really encouraging knowing that we can push each other in workouts and help each other to get better. As you said, it's a friendly competition, and we're just really excited to see what we can do this season and excited to see how we can work together to get better.
Well, and Jake, obviously on the boys' side, like I said, there's a few holes to fill from last year. Guys like Chase and Zach and others really contributing so well to this team. How has the rest of this group that's returning stepped up in your mind, and what's it been like to try to work to fill some of those big shoes?
Oh, yeah, Chase and Zach were definitely a big influence on our team, and I think all that seniority has really looked down on all the younger guys, and I think we can all take something from them to, like, grow and make ourselves better. And our team chemistry has been really strong, and that's all helped each other find our success.
Well, and Aaron, for you, I remember you chasing Josiah around when you were a freshman and getting to know some of those fast guys. Now you're on the varsity. Now you're getting a huge opportunity. What's it like to have been growing in this program, entering such a strong season now as a junior, and to have this opportunity to really show your stuff?
It's a great feeling. I loved with Chase and Joe. I learned a lot from them as a freshman, and I really grew as a runner with them, and they helped encourage me with a ton of stuff. And to be able to pass that stuff on to these younger guys and other teammates around me, it just means a lot.
Well, and Reagan, this is just the beginning of the journey. There's still 7 to 8 weeks till the final goal. How do you hope to grow as a team, and what are the things now as really a veteran on this team that you're trying to pass down, especially to some of those younger runners?
Yeah, keep putting in the work and just keep just doing the best you can every workout, and then also just smiling and having, like, joy and excitement while you're racing and working together.
Similar question, Jake, especially someone who's been on these courses that you're all going to be on, whether it was JV or varsity, what are you hoping to be as a senior leader on this team, and how do you hope to make this team continue to grow?
I think since after this first meet, we've all got a nice starting point. We can all see where weaknesses and strengths are. We can all start to work on that and then just slowly progress through the season until that last meet.
Well, and Aaron, some big races coming up, too. This is going to air after you've already run at Grinnell, but in terms of just the Ballard meet and back here for the Heartland Classic, how excited are you to see some really elite competition these next couple weeks?
I'm really excited. Ballard is probably one of my favorite courses. I've run really, really well in their last 2 years, and I just can't wait for the opportunity to compete again.
Well, and Reagan, I know so much is focused on the here and now, especially someone who's had some injuries. You can appreciate day-to-day, but obviously some huge goals for this team and some big races coming up that are going to maybe showcase just how deep you are. How excited are you to see the Ballard race again at Heartland Classic, knowing the success you had there last year? And how excited are you to have this season coming up, knowing that goals are so high?
Yeah, I am definitely so thrilled. Trying not to look too far ahead and just put in the work, like, in the here and now, but I just can't wait to see how we progress throughout the season.
Yeah, and Jake, I'll leave you with the final word. Obviously, there's high expectations for this team, both boys and girls. How has the senior class on both sides, do you think, really try to be leaders through this, knowing that, again, it's not obviously all about the end goal. It's about what you're doing every day in practice, and how are you trying to keep the team grounded and focused on what's happening now?
Yeah, as we head into senior year, I know all of our seniors have had lots of experience from the upperclassmen, and I feel like we've got some really good strengths on our senior side to, like, really influence the younger generation. And we all know that some of these meets might be our last, so we really want to make it special.
Well, and Aaron, of course, though, it's going to be a lot of fun, you think, this year, especially as the preseason number one teams. How excited are you to go on this journey and see where it ends up?
I'm really excited. It should be a fun run.
Should be a whole lot of fun. That's Reagan Snyder, Jake Houston, and Aaron Helbush, our spotlight athletes. Pella sweeping their home invitational here at Central to start the season. Thank you all for your time, and look forward to seeing you running here again soon.
Thank you.
Thank you.